Thanks for joining us as we continue to go through this journal of King Solomon called Ecclesiastes. We're going to talk about money, Ecclesiastes 5:10. He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This is also vanity. So Solomon had literally more money than he knew what to do with. He had an annual income of 660 talents of gold. A conservative estimate would be that he brought in a cool $300 million a year. Solomon excelled all the kings of the earth in riches. That's what 2 Chronicles 9:22 says. He made silver as common in Jerusalem as stone. That's what 2 Chronicles 9:27 says. And yet, the richest man in the world could not satisfy his soul with money. Now, let's just be honest. Let's be really honest. I know that money cannot satisfy my soul. I know that. I've preached on it. And there are times that I think that maybe just a little more money would sure be nice, not at the Gates or Bezos or Buffett level, but just a little more. Even when I know that money doesn't satisfy, there is something deep inside that says maybe a little more might just do the trick. Anyone resonate with that confession? The problem is that I'm sure my answer to the question of how much would be enough would always be, well, just a little more. The issue around money has dogged people in general and believers in particular since the beginning of time. Paul told Timothy that those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money, desiring to be rich, making money your God, it's the root of all kinds of evil. And it's through this craving that some have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10. So God owns it all, and everything we have is a gift from Him. Satisfaction comes when we are content in what God gives us, and we steward His gifts in a way that honors Him. That's true contentment. Father, thank you for your great gifts and your faithful provisions. Help me to deal with the desire for more money and more things. Forgive me for anything I've done that has led me into a snare. Help me honor you with your money, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.